Rubio urges Garland to prosecute pro-Palestinian supporters over alleged LA National Cemetery vandalism. GOP senators have called on Attorney General Merrick Garland to investigate the alleged vandalism of a national cemetery by pro-Palestinian supporters last week. "The defacement of the Los Angeles National Cemetery is disgusting, anti-American, and a testament as to how far pro-Hamas extremists will go to advocate on behalf of a foreign terrorist organization," wrote Senator Marco Rubio and his Republican colleagues in a letter dated January 17. On January 8, pro-Palestinian protesters allegedly vandalized and defaced the Los Angeles National Cemetery, where over 80,000 veterans are buried. The demonstrators spray-painted the phrase "Free Gaza" and an upside-down red triangle, a Nazi symbol, on the entrance to the cemetery. During World War II, Nazi Germany used a system of upside-down triangle badges to classify prisoners in concentration camps. Protesters also spray-painted the phrase "Intifada" on the cemetery's wall and chanted "Long live Palestine" and "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," among other phrases. According to the American Jewish Council and the Anti-Defamation League, "Intifada" and "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free" are anti-Semitic slogans, as the phrases call for the destruction of Israel and the use of violence against Jews. The letter urged the Department of Justice to prosecute the pro-Hamas extremists, accusing them of violating federal law. Federal law explicitly prohibits individuals from willfully damaging or destroying any structure, plaque, statue, or other monument on public property commemorating the service of any person or persons in the armed forces of the United States, the senator said. The conduct by pro-Hamas extremists at the Los Angeles National Cemetery fits squarely into the conduct described by law. After the incident, the cemetery released a statement condemning the action. "The Los Angeles National Cemetery is where our nation's heroes are laid to rest, and any act of vandalism is unacceptable. We are taking immediate steps to restore the Los Angeles National Cemetery sign to its original state, and we are working with law enforcement on their investigation." Representative Brad Sherman, who represents the district where the cemetery is located, said it is proof that people who hate Israel also hate America. "They deface a cemetery for those who gave their lives to end slavery and protect the world from fascism," Mr. Sherman added. Senator Marsha Blackburn also criticized the move on her Facebook page. "This disgusting act reminds us of their evil intentions." The letter called for the DOJ to take legal action against the activists. "Pro-Hamas radicals and terrorist sympathizers must immediately face consequences for their immoral and illegal tactics," the senators wrote. "Therefore, we urge the DOJ to prosecute the pro-Hamas activists responsible for defacing the Los Angeles National Cemetery, given their clear violation of federal law." The Epoch Times has reached out to the DOJ for comment. Double standard. A pro-Palestinian protest in Washington on January 13 became unruly as activists breached an exterior White House gate and clashed with riot police. The unrest prompted an evacuation of some staff members from the White House as people threw bottles and other objects. While Metropolitan Police Department Chief Pamela A. Smith said that investigations would be launched to hold those found responsible accountable for their actions, so far, no arrests have been made, and the incident has received relatively little legacy media attention. Former President Donald Trump took to social media on January 15 to hint at a double standard, given that legacy media outlets have called the January 6, 2021, U.S. Capitol breach an insurrection, subjecting it to intense scrutiny and extended coverage. "So interesting to watch anti-Israel protesters violently demonstrating at the House, getting close to tearing down the fences that protect the president, and nothing is even mentioned about it in the lamestream media, which is merely a subsidiary of the Democrat Party," President Trump said in a Truth Social post. "No arrests, no nothing. Free the J6 hostages, now." Since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, pro-Palestinian activists have gathered at multiple major locations to protest Israel, causing disruptions. In New York, they disrupted New Year's Eve celebrations. Last week, protesters blocked a bridge near the British Parliament in London. The demonstrators also blocked traffic at Los Angeles International Airport 2 weeks ago. Tom Ozimek contributed to this report.